This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are mermaids and also mermen.
There's a monster in my podcast.
More like mermen.
Eugene Merman.
MRAs. Yeah, I think this sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
This is a really bad entry. It's mostly about lengths and weights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Department of Weights and Measures and got on the Monstrous Manual on this bad boy. And then just the standard, you know, if there are 6 HD of guards, there'll be 4 HD of shaman. And if there are 10 mermen, there'll be 2 leaders that are 6 HD of, you know,
50% will carry tridents.
Yeah.
And a dagger.
We'll have a net. You know, it's that kind of thing. Yes.
These are the rules for a grappling attack. If this was third edition.
Yeah. And there's still grappling in second edition, but that way madness lies. Like that's no good.
Yeah. Here's something I didn't know. Apparently every merman or mermaid was once a human that was transformed into this form. That doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. And they don't really deal with, there's not really a lot of follow-up.
No.
On that. Like they get transformed into it. We don't know who transformed them really. It's just, you know, through unknown powers. They gain a new language. They start distrusting people. You know, they just become this, like, you know, oh, half of us now that we've turned can speak Lokathoth, you know. it's very bizarre.
Yeah, I'm not into it at all. Like, even the fact that they can train barracuda, like companion barracudas, doesn't like, I just, hey, this is me and my 18 barracudas.
It's just because it's like the fourth like peaceful sea person that can train barracudas that we've run into.
Jesus.
Like,
yeah,
there's nothing in this that's cooler than dolphins.
Yeah,
you know, at like having a torso
at the very least. Okay, so all the shit we've talked about underwater campaigns, and people have written like to let us know, like, hey, you know, I ran one, or there was a portion where we went to an underwater city, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, okay, yeah, that's fine. These can actually interact with the surface people. Like, they can dip out of the water and just kind of like talk to you. They're people.
Yeah. You can be Splash.
Yeah.
Like, you can keep one of these in your bathtub.
Did you know the name Madison wasn't a first name for women until after Splash?
No.
You ever know a woman named Madison?
No.
Odds are if you did meet one, I've met plenty. They were born after 1984.
Like a Splash baby.
Yeah. They were part of the Splash boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
The Splash wave.
Yeah. 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 And like, and even Splash is fine. Like, it's all fine. Like, this is the most fine entry. Like,
yeah. Splash has a good John Candy role.
Yeah. John Candy's all right. Now. You know, I don't know. It's very hard for me to get excited about mermaids.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe. So do you think that there was a disservice that was done to our generation by Lisa Frank folders?
In general or with regards to mermaids?
With regards to, I'm thinking specifically of mermaids and also unicorns. Dolphins a little bit too. Butterflies are always going to be great because they're kind of scary. So let's say mermaids, unicorns, and dolphins. Our constant exposure to these very broadly illustrated versions of them during our formative years makes them feel a little bit not special, right?
I feel like unicorns are really ascendant, though.
Really? I'm sick and tired of unicorns.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not speaking specifically to how you feel about them.
Okay.
I mean, like, in pop culture.
No,
like,
no, I'm just, know. Like, so when you say they're ascendant, like, what do you mean by that? Because,
I mean, like,
what it sounds like is, like, oh, you're fine with how ubiquitous unicorns are.
No, I'm not fine with it. I just think that they're very, like, they're very popular right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like zombies. Like, I feel like saying that, like, something, you know, Dawn of the Dead or whatever did a disservice to zombies.
Yeah.
But zombies are big, and that's like, they sell stuff. So they're very commercially successful. That doesn't mean they're artistically successful. Yeah.
I got so frustrated. I went to a movie, and like they have that commercial describing the technology of their projector. And it's like, okay, whatever, fine. I'm sure somebody got paid a lot of money to make this. But then at the end, they're like, and the actual secret, army upon army of unicorns. And then he puts on goggles, and it's like a bunch of unicorns like shooting rainbows out of their horns. Like, fuck you.
If I had to see that fucking Squatty Potty commercial on Facebook one more time, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, it's literally like some, you know, this guy who couldn't get a job in medieval times, like eating unicorn shit and talking about me shitting. Like, it's so bad.
No.
Like, I really hate it. And you know, that doesn't really happen with mermaids. I'm always a little bit like, so I don't like mermaids, but I'm a little bit hesitant to be super down on them because I know it's like, it can be a thing for ladies, you know? So I don't want to be like, take away.
Oh, a thing like a,
they just really like them. Like they're just like a fan of,
okay.
Like, I know lots of ladies who are just like into mermaids. Like there's a weird Lou Reed's about,
That's a good one. That's a good Lou Reed's. And I didn't think about people who actually wanted to act like,
become
mermaids or dress like them and swim in public pools and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's not for me, but it's like also like, you know, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a little weird to me that people, you know, like spend a lot of money getting this thing to make them swim worse. and then just jump in the water and like, I'm a mermaid.
We're about 5 years away from that being the predominant core exercise. Where they're gonna call it mer Pilates.
Core maids.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.